Welcome to the audio portion of the Lanny Poffo Torch Talk. This is the audio version of the first installment, which was two pages published in Pro Wrestling Torch Newsletter, issue number 1041, cover dated August 30th, 2008. This interview runs several hours. This is the first 20-some minutes of it, and we'll be by with future installments of audio as we continue to publish installments of this in the print newsletter. We'll have audio to accompany it.
All right, well, let's just kick it off with some discussion about your early career, actually even before you were a wrestler, and kind of talk to me about what it was like growing up in a wrestling family, and how do you think, looking back on it now as a mature adult, it was different than the average kid experienced?
I really wouldn't know what it was like not to be in a wrestling family. It all seemed normal for me. Being the youngest in the family, my father was a wrestler, and that was pretty exciting. And other people's fathers weren't. I didn't understand that. So I got into it, and I thought it was a fantastic thing to do. And my father was not a malcontent in wrestling. And when I got to be a wrestler myself, I ran into a lot of malcontent. Mm-hmm. In other words, they're complaining about wrestling. They hate wrestling. That's all they do is criticize it, and yet they're still in it. And I'm, you know, I think, you know Red Bastien?
I certainly know of him.
Well, he was one of the most fantastic people I've ever met. And we used to ride in the car back in Charlotte, North Carolina, and he befriended me. And he said, Lanny, there's two kinds of buses, the happy bus and the sad bus. And I'm on the happy bus, and I suggest that you get on there, too. And he was right, and, you know, he talked positively about the business, didn't knock the boys, didn't knock everything, you know. And now that I'm out of the wrestling, I'm only in it still ancillarily, you know, like, for example, every once in a while, Wade Keller interviews me, and every once in a while, I accept a booking to go somewhere. And I still wrestle once in a while, although I warn the promoter that I'm 53 years old, and if he's looking for somebody to jump out of the balcony into a cup of water, I'm just not the man. So I'm very happy to have been, I'm very lucky to be Angelo Poffo's son, and lucky that I didn't have to pay anybody money to smarten me up and get me in the business, because yeah. There's a lot of sharks in the water. And not everybody loves you, you know. And, you know, sometimes they just take your money and, you know, steal your dream.
Yeah.
So
I had to help have a dad to keep you, warn you about twists and turns and, you know, teach you from a young age what the business was about.
Well, you know, because let's face it, he didn't know any of that stuff. It took him years to learn. And then he passed it on to us. Now he's 83 years old, and I just came back from another visit, and, you know, he's less and less memory-wise what he was, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, my mom has been married with him for almost 60 years.
Oh, wow.
June the 5th, 1949, you do the math. Next summer, it will be 60 years.
Jeez.
Now, I was divorced after 12 years. My daughter is already divorced, so she's 24, no children. You know, it's just, not only is it rare, it's phenomenal, you know, that you stay together that long and still drinking out of the same cup, which is amazing. But anyway, back to what I was saying, I feel lucky to have been a wrestler. And I refuse to criticize wrestling and definitely aren't going to knock the stars today because it's their turn to make a buck, and I don't want to urinate in their soup just because I've had enough.
When you were a kid, you said that your dad was not a malcontent. Was he just happy? Did he convey that he just was living this great life, being able to be a wrestler and also, of course, a promoter?
What happened was, in 1945, my father was in San Diego on board ship, and they traveled to Guam and, you know, different places, Okinawa. And in 1945, well, I'll just give you the poem. Let's see. It was back in 1945 on Independence Day that Nazis had surrendered. Japan was on its way. My dad was in the Navy, as history will tell. As he was bleeding through the mat, a world record fell. He did 6,000 sit-ups with an extra 33 to glorify our Savior, who died for you and me. And Robert Ripley's featured celebrated this event, giving credence to success is not an accident. That's always been his motto through times both good and bad. He's a real Hall of Famer and the world's greatest dad. So I did this poem for him when he was in the Italian-American Sports Hall of Fame. He was nationally recognized by Ripley's Believe It or Not. And if you go on my website, LannyPapo.com, I put that cartoon in there. Ripley's Believe It or Not, you know it's huge.
Yeah.
And then he's playing baseball in the, he's in
This is PW Torch editor Wade Keller, and that concludes another random 5-minute free audio clip from a Torch VIP audio show. We feature a wide variety of audio shows, around 50, sometimes more than 60 audio shows in any given month, from a wide variety of perspectives, from a wide variety of contributors to the Torch, and this is just one sample of that. Keep checking back at pwtorch.com for other free 5-minute clips. And of course, we encourage you, if you're so inclined, to try a VIP membership and get the feature length, the full length audio updates of all of our audio shows throughout the week. For more information on becoming a VIP member, just click on the VIP sign up button in the upper left corner of the screen, right underneath the pwtorch.com logo. Thanks for your support of the Torch, and until next time, Wade Keller signing off.